Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. We asked you to ask me questions, and so we're going to give you the question and the answer. We're going to put this up on our Patreon page first, and then the following day we'll put it out there for everyone, maybe on our community page. So the first question, Scott, who would you rather represent, Letitia Stauch or Lori Vallow? Well, if either one of them had the financial resources to retain me so that I could do a good job for them, it would probably have to be Lori Vallow. Why? Because she seems so chill. She didn't even show up to court anymore. Letitia Stauch always seems to have some drama going on and is writing stuff to the court and wants to proceed pro se. That has all the warning signs that you just don't want to get involved with. If I had to represent one of the two, probably Lori Vallow. Next question. Would you rather represent a man or a woman? Let's say they're both convicted of the exact same crime. You know, it really doesn't matter whether it's a woman or a man, and really it doesn't matter what they're charged with. What really matters is, do they have reasonable expectations and are they going to listen? I have no problem representing somebody that says, I just want to get a deal. I also have no problem representing somebody saying, you know what? I'm not taking any deal. You do whatever you need to do. I'll just sit back, relax, let you do your job. I can live with that too. And whether it's a man or a woman, sometimes people think they just know better because they've gone to the internet. That is the most frustrating thing in the world because, yes, you can look the law up, you can read it, and then there's the little nuances that go with the law. And what you're paying for when you hire an attorney is not just their ability to read the law, you're paying for their experience. They're paying for their experience to say, I've handled this exact same situation 1,000 times before, and this is the way it's normally going to turn out. You're paying for their experience. Next question. If you had to defend Chris Watts or Scott Peterson, who would it be? Ooh, I'd say Scott Peterson. You know why? That guy maintained his innocence the whole way through, still does to this day, and is like, let's go to trial. Now, he really didn't have a whole lot of offers as far as I can recall. So what can you do? Chris Watts, hey, he stepped up to the plate and said, I plead guilty. You got to kind of admire that in some respect. But then don't start whining afterwards when you have a little buyer's remorse. So probably Scott Peterson. Next question. Who would you rather have represented? Casey Anthony or Chris Watts? Casey Anthony, right? She walked and she has guts. She went to trial. Even if you know it is a hopeless case as a defendant sometimes, you say to the government, prove it. Chris Watts folded like a cheap suit, all right? No question. Casey Anthony, she at least had guts. Not saying I would condone what she was accused of, but remember, she was found not guilty. All right, this is a good question. If you could change your career choice, what would it be? One, a judge. Two, a pilot. Three, a world-renowned chef. Four, a Canadian A-list movie star surfer. Or a dumb criminal of the day releasing your inner wild side. P.S. Please share if you've wanted to do something different or things you still want to achieve. Well, I really have no desire to be a judge. I really don't have the patience for it. Frankly, it's a pay cut. And who wants to sit in judgment of other people? Probably not me. Second, a pilot. Yes, that's really what I always wanted to be. If I could go back and become a fighter pilot, that's what I would do. Some days when you have just bad days with clients and you just think there's got to be an easier way to do it, I think I should take my commercial multi-engine instrument rating and go down to Florida, get a job flying back and forth, maybe on a float plane. I think I could get rather used to that. Not a whole lot of responsibility. Nobody complaining that they're going to jail for a long time based upon their actions. All I have to do is get somebody from point A to point B, and maybe they can enjoy a beverage along the way. Have no desire to be a chef because, well, frankly, I don't cook unless it is grilling on the barbecue. Movie star, Canadian surfer, probably not. No, I try to stay out of being a dumb criminal for sure. But if I could maybe win the Powerball when it's up to like $700 million, I wouldn't mind that. I would probably relax, open up some sort of law firm where I could take cases where basically there were innocent people that we could prove that they were innocent and try to get them out of custody for sure. All right, next question. Scott, cats or dogs? Let's talk about it. Dogs. I've never owned a cat in my life, not trying to offend anybody, but cats, they walk all over your counters and furniture, can't do it. They're coughing up those little fur balls. Just never been a cat person, never had a cat. I like dogs. Check out Miss Winnie the Bulldog's little page. Watch her grow. I can't believe she's getting so big already. And I thought I'd never own a pet. I did it. Ooh, another, who would you represent? Which case is more interesting to you in terms of the way it was defended? Casey Anthony or Jody Arias? Definitely Casey Anthony. Great investigation in that case. Great presentation of the defense in that case. And obviously, it turned out much better for Casey Anthony than it did for Jody Arias. Next question. Would you rather take a road trip with Lori Vallow or be the criminal defense attorney for Ghislaine Maxwell? I don't think I would want to go anywhere with Lori Vallow, simply for the fact that so many people seem to wind up dead after she comes in contact with them. Ghislaine Maxwell, obviously a little needy, a little entitled, clearly wants to get out of jail, keeps pressuring her attorneys to file motions. They do it, and it keeps getting denied. She's going to have a hard time coming to the realization that she may be going to prison. I say start using that leverage, as we've talked about. You have defenses, you've got mitigation, and you've got leverage. What do you have, Ghislaine Maxwell, that the prosecution wants? Next question. Would you rather represent all death penalty cases or all federal crime cases? Don't think I'd want to do nothing but death penalty cases. I've never done one through completion. Had one case where they said they were considering death. We convinced them not to do that. I do like practicing in federal court because the caliber of the attorneys and judges is, I think, a little higher up there. You get to brief things. The judges have staff. They're prepared. You're the only thing on the docket. You don't show up with 40 other matters waiting behind you. The court listens. They're not afraid to make the tough decisions. So I would definitely say let's do federal cases all the time. Oh, would you rather vacation in a quiet, secluded place or bustling, a lot to do place? I used to be a very much, we're on vacation, let's go do things. However, I'm not sure what happened, but in the last couple of years, I have learned to relax. I learned to relax in Kona, Hawaii at the Four Seasons, where we never left the resort except to go on a helicopter tour. Really, there was nothing else I wanted to do other than just relax and unwind. Same thing once in Mexico. We were at this resort and there were 15 bungalows. We had the beach to ourselves. You could do whatever you wanted. You didn't have to carry money around. It was the most relaxing thing. No desire to go out in town whatsoever. So I would say I've become more secluded place. Ooh, next question. Apple pie or peach cobbler? I would say close call, but apple pie, peanut butter, crunchy or smooth? Smooth. Would you rather represent Lori Vallow or Chad Daybell? I feel like they are two different beasts to handle. Well, they both seem to be not giving their attorneys a whole lot of trouble. Chad Daybell obviously has the financial resources, so I'd probably want to represent him. He seems to be a little more relaxed and basically is letting his attorneys do their job. Would you rather represent Scott Peterson or Drew Peterson? Scott Peterson. Would you represent Johnny Depp or Amber Heard? I'd represent either one of them. Would you rather spend a night in a cell with Chris Watts or Patrick Swayze? Well, you know, you wouldn't want to go to sleep for sure, because Chris Watts, you wouldn't know if he was going to try to strangle you. And Patrick Swayze, you wouldn't know if he was going to hit you with something like a bat if there was something around there. So probably neither one of them. Would you propose to your lady friend, referring to the lovely Miss Kristen, on YouTube or a romantic place? Definitely romantic place. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate? Milk chocolate. Book or film? Film. Pecans or walnuts? Pecans, preferably in a pie. Madonna or Mariah Carey? Madonna. Thanks for all the questions. Hopefully you got the answers you were looking for. Keep the questions coming, and we'll answer more in the future. Have a great day.